And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 29th of June, 2014. It was on this day, 1776, the first Mass was conducted for settlers at the Mission San Francisco de Assis in the place that became the city of San Francisco. Colonists had come all the way up from Baja California. Father Pedro Font wrote in his diary when they came upon the site, "The port of San Francisco is a marvel of nature and might well be called the harbor of harbors. I think that if it could be well settled like Europe, there would not be anything more beautiful in all the world." They made a camp there, which is now the intersection of Dolores and 18th Streets, and built a makeshift chapel out of branches where the priest offered Mass just 5 days before the Declaration of Independence was signed on the other side of the continent. It's the birthday of William Mayo, born in Le Sueur, Minnesota, 1861, a co-founder of the Mayo Clinic in Rochester. It's the birthday of Frank Lesser, born New York City, 1910. His father was a classical pianist and a piano teacher, tried to discourage the boy from going into the music field. But Frank Lesser went ahead, became a staff lyricist for a music publisher in New York. First big hit was a song recorded by Fats Waller in 1934, "I Wish I Were Twins." Went out to California, went to work for Universal, then Paramount, wrote a song with Hokey Carmichael, "Two Sleepy People," went into the Army in World War II, wrote the first big hit of the war, "Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition." After the war, he wrote "Baby, It's Cold Outside," and then went to Broadway and wrote "Guys and Dolls" and "How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying." Frank Lesser, who once said, "Loud is good." And it's the birthday of Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, born in Lyon, France, in 1900. He took up flying. He began flying airmail routes into the Sahara Desert. Wrote his first novel, Southern Mail, in the Sahara. Never lost his love for the desert, moved to South America to fly the mail through the Andes, survived several plane crashes. When World War II broke out, he joined the French army. When the Nazis invaded France, he fled to the United States and wrote his best-known book, The Little Prince, went back to North Africa to fly a warplane for France, took off on a mission in 1944, and was never heard from again. Here's a poem for today by Philip F. Deaver, entitled Illinois. I recall a catbird on the wire between my house and the corner pole, and the dense green maple leaves and the grass growing fast below, and the peonies, tulips, the sidewalk stretching down each block to my friends, and from out of the houses the voices of neighbors camped nearby for life, those close to us in spirit, those held at arm's length, and they us. And I know, when I recall this bird dancing on our phone line and singing upwards toward a mate invisible in the waving treetops, that it isn't exactly the bird I'm remembering, but the slant of light and the swell of humid Illinois summer pressing in around her. Illinois, a poem by Philip F. Deaver from How Men Pray, published by Anhinga Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.